The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adjuret, Azele, Usia, Blusia, Metcatelin, Bahetskabel, Eshtami Tukala Mizrea, Lo Tikbi. God bless my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only real, genuine Hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, officially known to many as Papa Say, your Hoodoo Daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me. But it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real Hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you, God keep you, and God make everything. Make everything blessed for you. Now, tonight, we have Hoodoo Money Readings. Hoodoo Money Readings. Now, this is a reading about your money and its flow towards you. Yeah. You got to have some money. You know that. You know that. You know that you need money. Now, come on now. You have got to know it. You know that you need money and that you need more of it. So, tonight, this is about money and its flow towards you. Now, this is a very, very, very important thing. Very important. And I wish, everybody that hears it knows it is. Now, you don't have to pay the $3. You don't have to pay nothing. You don't have to pay a thing. Just get on the line and come on with it. All right? Well, we're going to start off with some commercials. And then I expect you to come right back. Okay? Now, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life. Here and far away, too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
Now, do you want to stay in touch with Papa Say all day long? Well, now you can through his new website at www.therealhoodoo.info. That's www.therealhoodoo.info. There you can find everything you need for that special problem, only to have it answered by Hoodoo. You can expect products to be blessed by a competent Hoodoo authority, not left on their own like so many others. You can get Hoodoo consultation from 1/2 hour to 2 hours long. Hoodoo blessings, be they for an individual or a group, and Hoodoo removals from evil for the eye, for the tongue, and for the mind, all for the same price. Yes, this is the place to be when you need that hard question answered, and answer fast. Go to www.therealhoodoo.info. That's www.therealhoodoo.info. www.therealhoodoo.info. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo, and only one Papa Say.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Now, what in hoodoo do you need the most? What do you work with the most? What can you never get enough of? That's right, the hoodoo lamp. Centuries old, yet powerful as the day it was first born. This sample of the light of the Creator can open doors to an unseen world of power not known by many hoodoos. Do you seek knowledge? Do you look for the love of your life? Do you crave the money that you so urgently need? Are you seeking to be free from the chains of despair and trouble that tie you down day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year? Get the hoodoo lamp. That's the hoodoo lamp for all your needs. Just contact Papa Say at mail.com. Papa Say at mail.com. Papa Say at mail.com. Now, Papa Say is setting up hoodoo lamps for you. Just think of it. A hoodoo lamp set up for you where no one can see it or work on it. Contact Papa Say at mail.com. Papa Say at mail.com. Papa Say at mail.com. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo. and only one Papa Say. Well, okay, let's go into our money readings. Yeah, money readings are good. They're good for you. You need it. You need it. And you should have one. In fact, I advise you to call our number, 646-716-9149. 6-716-9149. Okay? Now, let's see who will be first to get a money reading. Okay, at 646. At 646. You got Papa Say. How are you?
Oh. Hello?
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 Ooh, having some issues with my phone. Hey, Papa Say, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I did a reading, a money reading last week. It seems like my employment situation has changed. I was on a customer service training job, but it was only temporary. I didn't get the position, so I want to see what lies ahead for me as far as in terms of money. Because I
Okay. You need money bad, don't you?
Badly, yeah, because I have to move soon.
Oh, you don't have to move if you don't want to.
Not really. Yeah, I don't have to. I can. That's what I was thinking about today, maybe staying an extra month or so.
Okay. Well, hold on. Let me see what the cards say.
Okay.
The first card is the Five of Spades. The second card, the Ten of Spades, and the third card is the Jack of Spades. Well,
nice.
Looky here. You got all spades.
Nice.
They're all spades. So every one of these spades points you working. This has to do with the type of work which you'll get. Now, the Five of Spades means that you will be working and you will get a certain amount, you know, it's gratuitous, a good amount. But the 10 spades means you will get a better amount. And then the Jack of Spades means it's a face card, which means you will get more. So whatever this job is, whatever it is, you will be employed and you will get promotions quicker than before. You get a promotion. You get a, yeah. So now, with it, I expect you to just hang around and to just look at it. Now, what is the job? Well, the job is something that you like to do and something you want to do. So you don't have to worry about where it's at. Because it's going to show itself. It will just appear. It will appear its own self, even while you're looking. So you don't have to worry about it. Now these are numbers I expect you to use. And use these. 5, 1, and 7.
Okay.
5, 1, and 7. Now, they should give you a blessing with it, okay? And God bless you real much, okay?
Thank you. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, we should have another card. We should have another one. This that good, as they say. That good. Well, we do. Okay, 903, this is for you. 903, this is Papa Say. 903,
hello, Papa,
how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for taking my call, thanks.
Okay, anytime. Anytime.
I was calling for a money reading.
Okay. The first card is the Queen of Diamonds. The second card is the Four of Hearts. The Four of Clubs. And the third card is the Two of Spades. Well, that Queen of Diamonds means a lot of money. You'll get a lot of money. And because she's a queen and you're a queen, that's even more so. Now, just to pose with that is the Four of Clubs, which is the Four of Success or the Four of Luck. So you will be with this job, too. You will have much money. You have much money, which is coming and which will always be there. Now, the Duke of Spades points to a relative job. So you will work, but you ain't going to work. You're not going to work the way you want to work. You'll work just because you want something to do. You'll have a job. You'll have money. That Two of Spades just means you work a little bit. You work a little bit. And that will keep you. It will suffice you. Now, that Queen of Diamonds is some money, the money card. And I expect you to do is to look in a two deck of cards. I don't know if you got one around the house, but if you got a deck of cards, I want you to take out the Queen of Diamonds. The Queen of Diamonds, see, because she's your lucky card.
Thanks a lot. Hey, just let it roll there for a while. The lady going to settle down a little bit.
The Queen of Diamonds. The Queen of Diamonds. And keep
it. Well, you don't have to think about it now, though. Just let it roll it up. You know, put your dog out there. Put some food and water out there.
Any place. You keep it on you if you want to, but keep it near you. Because that Queen of Diamonds is your card. It's your card. And don't you forget it. And God bless you and God keep you.
God bless you too, Papa. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're going good. Here's another one. 917. This is Papa saying hello.
Hi, Papa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. Of course you can have that. The first card is the Ten of Clubs. The second card is the Seven of Spades. And the third card is the Six of Diamonds. Now, the Six of Diamonds means money. The Six of Diamonds mean money, but the Ten of Clubs means money, too. It means more luck. It means that you will be getting your money through a lucky means whatsoever. I don't know how. I don't know how, but you will get your money through a lucky means. And the Seven of Spades is that, which means that there is a certain amount of work involved with this, with using the Ten of Clubs. You have a certain amount of work, but you shall be fortunate. You will get your money. You will have it, and it will be yours no matter what anybody says. It'll be yours. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to take the Ten of Diamonds, Ten of Clubs, rather, and I want you to sprinkle some cinnamon on it. Some cinnamon on the Ten of Clubs. And then if you can, then I want you to take the Ten of Clubs. You can wrap it up in some paper or an old stocking, anything. Put it on you. The Ten of Clubs, you are to keep it somewhere near you. somewhere. You know, use an old paper bag or use an old stocking, but put some cinnamon on it. And leave it and wrap it up and leave it near you. Okay? And all you have to think about is that you will be blessed, because you will. You will be blessed. Yes, you will. And God bless you and God keep you. Okay. Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Well, here comes somebody else. Somebody else. 573, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Yeah, hey, Papa. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to get a money reading, sir.
Okay. The first card is the King of Clubs. The second card is the Seven of Hearts. The third card is the Six of Clubs. Woo, 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 woo. That King of Clubs and that Six of Clubs point to fortune. They are pointing to fortune. Because you have the King of Clubs and it's the first card, you will be fortunate, no matter what anyone says. You will be very fortunate. Now, the Seven of Hearts is the Seven of Love. The Seven of Love. And you know why? Because love and money follow each other. It's love and money. So you know what's happening, that the King is giving you money so you can get love. And the love will in turn get you some more money, which is the Six of Clubs. The Six of Clubs means that you will have money no matter which way you go. Now, I advise you to do this. I advise you to carry the King of Clubs with you and carry the Six of Clubs with you. Carry the King of Clubs and the Six of Clubs. Both of them will increase your financial input. And God bless you. Hear?
All right. Thank you, sir. And God bless you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Well, someone else. Hold it. Ooh. Yes. This is Papa saying hello.
Hi, Papa.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm okay. Okay.
Like to get a money reading.
Okay.
Please.
Your first card is the King of Hearts. Your second card is the Five of Hearts. Your third card is the Four of Diamonds. Now, with the King of Hearts and the Five of Hearts, these point to love. And where love is, money follows. Where love is, money follows. So therefore, you are getting an overabundant amount of love. You are getting so much love that really no one can really look at your money because you have so much of it. You have so much of it, it'll be fine that you have nothing to worry about. Now, that Four of Diamonds is money. That Four of Diamonds is money. Because of the King of Hearts, you have money coming from all four directions, north, south, east, and west. Your money will come. Now, because of the Five, you will have money again. But the money comes from the north, south, east, and east to west, and from above you. Now, that is pointing to someone who's gone on. You know, preferably your father or someone like that, who will see to it that you get some more money. That is your father. That is your father. The five heart is your father. He will see to it, and I'll tell you why, because you're his baby. You are his baby, his daughter. So he will see to it. Now, the king of hearts, is him and God all together. He will see to it that nothing will harm you, nothing will dispose of you, nothing will be wrong with you, which is why you have the four. You have the four of diamonds. Now, I advise you, this is what I look at. I advise you to get a new deck of cards, and in the deck, take out the king of hearts and the four of diamonds. The king of hearts and the four of diamonds. And you put them, you know, back to back, you know, so that the king is showing and that the four of diamonds is showing. Just put them back to back. And keep those cards with you. Keep them with you no matter what you do, wherever you go. In fact, I tell you this, you can go into a bank with them. Yes, you can. You can go to a bank with the five, with the king of hearts and the four of diamonds. You can go into a bank and you will get some money. Now, I'm telling you, you'll get some money. Now, you don't believe it. If you try it and see it, don't get crazy with people but that's what happened. That king of hearts. Yes.
Let me ask you something. Last week you had said that I should, I bought the deck of cards this evening that you told me to get, and at the time you had told me to take out the Joker. Do I remove the Joker now?
No, you can keep him. No, put the Joker. Did you take him out before?
I just did it this evening.
Okay, you can put. Put it back and get another. Get the king. Put it back and get the king, because the Joker is someone who plays tricks. Yeah, he plays tricks. Even though you can't ever see it, he'll do it. So. With that king, you can have everything. You can have everything with the king. And with four and the five, too. Now, with the five, I'm going to tell you, the five will surely guard you and hold you right. He will surely hold you right. Because that five of diamonds, that five of hearts, is your father. That five of hearts is your father. How do I know? Because it's the four, all four directions, north, south, east, west. But the fifth one, heaven, you have another set of eyes watching for you. So that five will do everything for you. Now, the four of diamonds is money from all places. Money from all around you. Money from north, south, east, and west. Money which you have never even looked at before. You will see it now. You will see it. And the money will be something which is big, which you can use for you. Yep. So now, you have three cards you can use. The king of hearts, the five of hearts, and the four of diamonds. The king of hearts, the five of hearts, and the four of diamonds. Now, whichever way you want to use it, you can. But I would intend to ask the Lord to bless me before I took it. Whichever one I took. In fact, I'll tell you what to do. Start off and get. And then 2 days later, put the five in.
Sorry, you broke up a little. You said start off and...
with the king. And 2 days later, change it and put the five in. And two
right,
days so after that, change it and put the 4 in.
Okay.
Yeah.
You broke up a little bit. So start off with the King of Hearts?
Yes, King of Hearts.
Okay.
Then,
and then 2 days later, change it.
Five of Hearts next, and then after that, the 4 of Diamonds. Okay?
Okay.
Now, God bless you and God forgive you.
God bless
you. Okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you. God bless you too. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Is about someone else. 832-971. 832, this is for you. Hello.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to get a money reading.
Yeah, I would love to give you one, too. I love it. Where have you been?
Oh, working.
Uh-huh. Working crazy.
I'll be in the chat room.
Okay, I know that. But you just working and you ain't getting nowhere, are you?
That's right.
Just working. You need money. Okay, let me read that. First card is the Queen of Hearts. The second card is the Jack of Diamonds. The third card is the 8 of Spades. Well, I tell you something. The Queen of Hearts and the Jack of Diamonds point to one thing. That's love equals money. Love equals money. Now, this woman who's in love with you, she's got some money. Oh, yeah. This woman is in love with you. And as she's in love with you, your money will grow. Now, that's why you have the Jack of Diamonds, because the love equals the money. Okay, now, above all that is the 8 of Spades. The 8 of Spades, which means that for all directions, north, south, east, and west, you have two phases. One is coming and the other is going. Now, those things point to your luck or what you should do for that. You know, see, so if you are coming in one direction, you will be going in another one. Okay? That is why you have 8 cards. You have 8 spades for you. But the Queen of Hearts and the Jack of Hearts are the main ones. The Jack of Diamonds means money. It means big money. It means a lot of money. A lot of money. And the Queen of Hearts, she points toward, you know, big love and all that. But with her, you will get much money. Much money will be yours. It will be yours. Now, I suggest that you do this. You go and get a brand new deck of cards. You go ahead and get a brand new deck of cards. And you take out the Jack of Diamonds. You take out the Jack of Diamonds, and you put that in your shirt pocket. You know, the shirt pocket is the pocket where, you know, what you got, where a person, which is right over a man's heart. You put that Jack there. You put it there and leave it there. Because I'm going to tell you something now. That Jack is a talisman. It is a talisman. It is something which will bring you money. All the stuff that I've been telling women about, people about tonight, has been talisman. Well, that Jack of Diamonds is your talisman. That is a talisman which is guaranteed to bring you money. It will bring you money, and I don't care what a person say. You keep that jack near you. You keep it near you, no matter what, because that is your money. All right? Now, the A, I'm going to tell you about the A you can use. You can use. You can use the A for at work, for working. When you go to work, take the A. But any other time on general, use the Jack of Diamonds. The Jack of Diamonds. Then you will see. You will see your luck change. In fact, that Eight of Spades, if you take it to work with you, you'll notice that things there are changing. They're changing. You won't have to work as long or as hard. Because certain things which the job has, you will have. You will, things that certain, you know, that the boss asks you to do, you will be able to do it. And what's more than that, everything of it, everything on it, everything on your job will be yours. You have four directions, north, south, east, and west, but you have coming and going from each one of them. So you have the eight, you know, the eight symbols of it, the eight symbols of it, of coming and going from each direction, which makes that job under your control. Under your control. And you know what else? Don't work so hard. Don't work so hard. You don't need it. It ain't worth it. But you have to, you work some of it. It'll do you good, but don't work too hard. All right. Well, God bless you and God keep you.
All right. Thank you, and God bless you also.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we'll hear somebody else. 706. Spirit is here. Who are you?
Hello, Papa.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm
Hello.
Fine. How are you?
I'm fine.
How
thank
are
you? Colin. I'm good. Calling to get a money reading.
Okay. The first card is the Ace of Hearts. The second card is the Five of Clubs. The third card is the Three of Hearts. Oh, well, the Ace of Hearts and the Three of Hearts together form something very valuable for you. The Ace of Hearts is a fox. And the thing that's intriguing about the fox is that the fox will always get his food. I don't care. The fox will get his food. Now, the three symbolizes the sun. And it means popularity and all that when you go there. Now, these two hearts are the symbol of love. A symbol of love. You have a double portion of love. Now, there's the ace and there's the three. You have the lowest, and you have the highest. You have a good heart. You have a good heart, and it is full of love. Now, the five of hearts is that, which is good luck and success. You have good luck and success in your love affairs. Your love affairs will bring you good luck and success no matter what anyone says. Now, but there's another thing. Those two hearts and the five of clubs together form success, well, it's more than success too, but they form a marriage, which is money. Money. You will get a lot of money. You will get a lot of money. That five of clubs will bring money to you. In fact, you will have money every which way you turn. Now, I will see it, though the four card, the four spades, mean the north, the south, the east, and the west. But the fifth one is pointing toward heaven. Now, you have an ancestor in heaven. It's either your mother or grandmother that's there. Who will see to it that you get some money? You have more extra for money than you do anything. You know, because the love is there. It's there. But the money has to be. The money will be there. The money is something which you need and must have. You will have some money. Now, I advise you to do this. Take a deck of cards and take out these three cards, the Ace of Hearts, the Five of Clubs, and the Three of Hearts. The Ace of Hearts, the Five of Clubs, and the Three of Hearts. Now, all those cards are meaningful to you. They are meaningful. The Ace of Hearts points to the fox. It points to your to how smart you are. You are a very, very smart lady. You are. You know stuff which other people don't know. You can do stuff which other people have tried to do and can't. You have some smarts on you. Now, that is why you will have the Ace of Hearts. Now, on the Five of Clubs, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, which is the directions of luck. Of every direction you go in is a lucky direction. But the fifth one is where your luck will come from. It will come from heaven above you. It will come from heaven above you. So that is why you carry the Five of Clubs. And the last card, the Three of Hearts, is the card which points to the sun. The sun. Now, the sun is one where your entire life is up under the sun. You know, people think, they think everything else, you know, I'm born this, I'm born that. No, you are born under the sun. So, with you keeping the three, that means nothing less than that the sun will always shine on you. So, you take those three cards. You take those three cards, and you use either the five or the three in conjunction with the ace. Now, always have the ace. Always hold the ace. Keep the ace with you. But the other ones you can put with it, depending on how you feel. And all you have to do is just remember it. And God will bless you real good, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Okay, well, there ain't nobody here. Everybody gone. Well, I tell you something. Well, let's have a commercial, okay? How about a commercial, okay? All right.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away, too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
Now today, now just today, I am offering to you money soap called Jackpot because of its ability to draw the jackpot in all games of chance. What do I mean? I mean the lottery, bingo, sweepstakes, and raffles. People who use this soap win. That's right, win every single time. It smells like money, like cash money. Try it yourself and see if you don't win the jackpot. Now, this soap is enchanted by the power of God. You can get it. Just contact Papa Say at therealhoodoo.info. That's Papa Say at therealhoodoo.info. Papa Say at therealhoodoo.info. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Well, I'd like to talk to you for a few little minutes here, a few minutes, about what? Money. 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 Some of you have yearned for money and wanted money no matter what. You know, you've tried everything to get some money. And the money comes, but it don't stay. It leaves. You know, some of you have had money and then lost it. Why? Because it don't stay. Some of you wish you could get some money. And before you can get the thought out your mind, it goes away. It doesn't stay. Now, there is something to that. There is something deep down to that. Something which you have never thought of. Something which you can't, well, you can remember it, but just thinking about it takes the money away. The money is there and then it's gone. The money can be yours in your pocket, but it's gone. What is it? What is that? What that is you. That is you. You take the money away from yourself. Now you come on, just listen to it. You take the money away from yourself. It can only last a few minutes. Because that is how long you keep it in your mind. Just a few minutes. Now, first of all, money is an energy. An energy. Now, don't ask me to sit up here and to explain it all to you and whatnot. I can explain. Oh, yeah. It is medically an energy. Just like electricity. Just like fire, just like a match, it is an energy. But I'm just saying this, to help you understand me. Money is an energy, and the only way energy stays is an energy must complete and keep completing its own self. You cannot have an energy without an energy perpetuating its own self. The money does not stay. The money comes and goes. The money is never there when you need it because it is not in your mind. It is not in your mind. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Your mind is so much. It is, I'm telling you, it is so complete. You have so much in your mind that it is impossible for it to be destroyed. Yes, impossible. Your mind can do a whole lot of stuff. A whole lot of stuff. And one thing that it can do is make money. Keep money. Bless money. You are strong enough. You are big enough. You are sincere enough to make money your name. Uh-oh, I done got on somebody's nerves. You can make money yours. You can make money yours. Like I was telling my brother, when you work and work and work and work and work for money, then what happens? The money becomes the Lord and you become the slave. Yes, Lord. The money becomes the Lord and you become the slave. Some of you say, oh no, I'm just working, I'm just trying to get it. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that because everybody has to work for money. What I'm talking about is making money become just the reason for living. It becomes the whole thing. The money isn't that. What are you going over your mind for over an energy? What are you making yourself do? You know, you're just doing any old thing just to get some money. And if I were to ask you, if I was to ask you, what is money to you right now? If I was to say, you would think of, oh, it's this much. It's that much. It's so many dollars. It's this and that. You know, but is that money? Is that money or is it green paper? No, but if I showed you gold, yeah, if I showed you bars and bars of gold, you might hold on to it. But you don't know it, that is what? The real money. The real money. The paper is nothing but a medium of exchange. But the gold is the real money. Yes, it is. Because you could take the gold anywhere, and it still has the value. See, but you're so caught up on the paper. And so what do? You work day and night for the paper. You work for the paper. And there's some people who are not who are listening to me and have thought about it and said, well, I'm not going to think of what Papa Say is saying because I want the money. I want the paper. But what has happened? You've made You made your mind want something which is of no value, only to you and to other people who are poor. The greenback means something. If you were to draw a picture of money, what do you draw? Some greenbacks or some gold? Which one do you try to use? The money or the gold? With the gold, your mind is set upon it. With the gold, you see nothing but the thing, the gold shining in your eye. With the paper, all you see is the money. All you do is see green paper. With the green paper, you know what? Somebody could burn that paper up. Somebody could teach you that the money, that paper money, has no value. And you know what? It doesn't. It doesn't have any value. But the gold does. And why? Because the Bible says, all the gold and silver are mine, saith the Lord. The gold and silver are his. And the thing is, all the gold and silver are his, but he wants to give it to you. Uh-oh. He wants to give it to you. And instead of you accepting it, you'll tell, well, I need to go. I need the paper. No, you don't. What else do you do with paper? You use paper when you go to the toilet, don't you? You wipe yourself with paper. That's all paper is for. Paper is to wipe yourself. It's to wipe yourself or dry your hands. So when you say, I need money, you should say, I need gold. I need this much and that much gold. Now, you will have to use paper for exchange. That's nothing. That's nothing. But you should take the gold to be the thing of value. Value. When they say, are you rich because you have $1 million? And you see $1 million in $10 bills in front of you. If most people saw that, they'd have a heart attack. They'd fall out because they see $1 million in cash. You know, one thing I saw a boxer who just won a fight. I think it was Holyfield or one of them. He had just won a fight. But in the fight, you know what he got? It was $10 million in the fight. And this boxer was around carrying gobs of money. Just carrying big old gobs of paper. And the more he did it, the more you have to realize that he ain't nothing. He's not rich. He's not rich. He just has a stack of green paper. Now, that is what I want you to know. You are worth more than the green paper. You are worth more. And you should start thinking about more than the green paper. Now, I'm saying, some people, you talk to me and they think that you know, he's crazy. No, I'm not. No, I'm not crazy. Yeah, I'm crazy. I'm crazy like a fox. Crazy like a fox. Because by me being a Jew, I have come to realize that gold is the thing of worth. With having gold, a person can do a lot of stuff, which he can't do with paper. So you should try to convert your savings or convert your thing to gold coins. Now, we have gold coins in the United States. Take that and make that something. Make that your fortune. Yeah, take it and make it your fortune. The gold. Other folks say, I want to do that, but I can't do it because I ain't like them other folks or this and that. I don't have it. Let me tell you something. They didn't have it even until they got the gold. The gold can be hoodoo. Now, I'm just telling you that. The gold can be hoodoo. But the paper, it ain't going to do nothing. Only thing the paper do is burn. But the gold can be hoodoo. The gold can be yours forever. But the paper, no. The paper is not. All somebody has to do is just say that this paper is worth nothing. It's worth nothing. And nothing it is. Nothing it is. Now, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something. If you keep yourself on gold, a curious thing will happen to you. A curious thing, because you are talking about hoodooing. You're talking about hoodoo and gold. Hoodoo and gold. If you use gold in your hoodoo, and quit using paper, Lord of God, most of your life will start to change. And you can do it real easily. How? You don't have to buy no big bars. You don't have to do that. You just get a $1 coin. A $1 coin of gold. That's all. $1 coin. You can hoodoo the gold, but you cannot hoodoo the paper. Now, you hear me? You can hoodoo the gold, but you cannot hoodoo the paper. And I know there's people sitting there now who listen to me and say, I can make this paper. You can't make that paper do nothing. You can't make that paper do nothing. All you can do, as the paper said, is wash yourself up and dry off your hands. That's all you can do with paper. But with the gold, you can. With the gold, you can do a lot. Now, I'm just telling you, you ain't got to listen if you don't want to, because you don't want no money. You don't want to listen. You know, I talk about money and talk about it and talk about it. I talk about it as a man. I talk about it as a Jew. I talk about it just as a person. And don't that many people listen to it. But there are some which are listening. And some who will get it. Let me tell you, I don't care if you a man or a woman. I don't care. You can be rich if you want it. You can be rich right now. Right now. All you got to do is just take some of the stuff Papa Say has said towards you and use it. Use it. Use gold. Use gold. Instead of what other folks say. Use it instead of the paper. When you get some paper money in your hand, you should figure out a way where you can get rid of it. Yeah, that's right. Where you can turn it into gold. Where you can spend for, someone with some sense. Someone with some sense. That's all. Do not spend paper. Because the only thing you're doing is you spending a lie. A lie. Now you hear this little old Jew boy telling you stuff now. I'm telling you stuff. I am a Jew. My mother's family. I'm making about a Jews from Cuba. From Cuba. We are Jews. And let me tell you, my whole living life in me is money. There is nothing wrong with money. There are people that believe that having money is of the devil. They believe that having or procuring certain things is of the devil. But not a Jew. No, sir. Because we believe that it's right to have it. That's right. You can have money if you want it. You can have love, money, and happiness. Now, we'll say those things. Love, money, and happiness. Say all three of them. Love, money, and happiness. Those are the three things you want and the three things you need. Love, money, and happiness. And with that, with them three, you can get anything. You hear me? You can get anything. Now, God bless you and God keep you. May he shine his eyes upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in. Now, tomorrow, we're going to talk a little more about this. Yes, that's right. We're going to talk a little more about this. We are going to talk about money. Oh, yeah. I will tell you how you can make some. I'm going to tell you how to make it. Yeah. How to keep it. How to make it. How to do more with it. Rather than just sitting around looking for it to come to you and it don't stay, it goes. It don't stay, it will go. Okay? Well, God bless you and God keep you. And may he lift his eyes upon you and give you peace. And there is only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Good night and God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was, Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by, BT Destiny. The executive producer was, George Carr. The broadcast director was, James Best. On-air announcers were, Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was, Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was, Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by, Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.